It's nap time at Village of Shining Stars, a Detroit childcare center that serves infants through five-year-olds. While her toddlers sleep, instructor Tanisha Tinsley practices changing diapers.
Hey, Lance, it's diaper changing time. Come on over to the changing table, Lance. Let's change your diaper. Oh, thank you, Lance. Come on, I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to put you on the table, Lance.
The exercise might seem simple, but Tinsley's actually practicing far more than a routine diaper change. Under the watchful gaze of her teaching coach, Alicia Williams, she's learning how to talk more to her toddlers, a crucial way to teach them language. Williams explains the rationale.
It's not rote instruction, but you're still instructing because you're giving them language. You're actually describing their actions, and so you're doing a lot. You're teaching even with that diaper change.
This school year, Williams is providing one-on-one coaching for Tinsley and other instructors through a new foundation-funded program operated by Excellence Schools Detroit. The coaches are working with birth through third grade teachers in independent child care centers, elementary schools, and other settings. This year, 91 teachers are going through the training, which includes group sessions and individual mentoring. Williams observes her teachers every couple weeks. After each observation, she gives them one skill to work on, like talking more to their little ones.
I observed for a while because I was actually here early, but I wanted to narrow the focus down. And I was like, she changed diapers all the time, so let's start there.
The teachers practice in front of the coach before trying out the new teaching skills on their kids. Denise Smith oversees early learning initiatives for Excellence Schools Detroit. She says teachers practicing is something that doesn't happen nearly enough.
Unlike most professions, if you think about it, right, like baseball, surgeon for sure, basketball player even, they practice and practice and practice and practice over and over again to become superstars. We have not practiced.
Early ed instructors have long been America's most undertrained and underpaid teachers, so many of them need the extra support. At the first group training session earlier in the year, only two of the teachers were well-versed in the state's early learning standards, and only one was deeply familiar with the Common Core.
So what's some of the things you like to do at school?
I want to play with cards.
Oh, you like to play with cards?
In a nearby classroom, Tanisha Tinsley's cousin, Keisha Tinsley, works with three-year-olds. She says the coaching is already making a difference. She's using more advanced vocabulary words when talking to her students, and she's surprised by how much they understand.
One parent actually came back and was like, my son came home, and he was just talking about what he did in school, and he was in his room, and he was saying all these big words, and I'm like, where you learn that from? And he told her, Miss Keisha said that. So at least I know he's picking it up and he's going back home and using them.
At that age, Tinsley is learning, kids are like sponges. They'll absorb just about anything she says. That makes her job easy and challenging at the same time. And it makes quality teacher training all the more important. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Sarah Carr.